Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Live Well Nutrition. Experience their organic vegan protein powders by visiting 12hopflop.com/livewell. More on them in a bit. My lovely human friends, it's Floppy here, and as always, I'm thrilled to have you join me for another episode of 12 Hop Flop. Now, you might be wondering why a rabbit like me would be talking about something as human as community, but let me tell you, we rabbits know a thing or two about the importance of sticking together. You see, whether we're digging our burrows or nibbling on the freshest clover, having a strong community around us makes all the difference. So today, we're going to chat about something I like to call the carrot of community, how to build it, nurture it, and keep it growing strong. Let's hop to it. Now, let's burrow down into why community is so important, not just for us rabbits, but for you humans too. Just like we rabbits rely on our warren, a network of tunnels and dens where we live close to one another, for safety and companionship, humans need a community to feel secure and connected. Think about it. When you're surrounded by people who care about you, who share their carrots, so to speak, life feels a little less lonely and a whole lot richer. Community gives you a sense of belonging, a place where you can share your joys and sorrows, and most importantly, a space where you can be yourself. It's in the company of others that we find strength and comfort, and that's something every rabbit and human alike can appreciate. All right, so we've dug into why community matters, but how do you start building one? Well, it's a bit like digging your first burrow. It takes time, patience, and a little bit of courage. For us rabbits, it's all about finding the right spot, somewhere safe and welcoming. For you, it's about taking those first steps to connect with the people around you. Maybe it's introducing yourself to a neighbour you've seen but never spoken to. Or perhaps it's joining a local group that shares your interests, whether that's a book club, a sports team, or even a gardening group. And don't forget about volunteering. Helping others is a wonderful way to plant the seeds of connection. The key is to start small, just like how a burrow begins with a single tunnel. Before you know it, those small efforts will branch out into a whole network of meaningful relationships. Hey there, wonderful listeners. I've got something fantastic to share from today's sponsor. Are you looking for a way to nourish your body with clean, organic protein? Then let me tell you about Live Well Nutrition. Live Well Nutrition offers the best organic vegan protein powders, perfect for anyone looking to stay healthy and energized. Their cold-crafted proteins are made with only cold water and natural enzymes, ensuring you get all the goodness without any artificial additives. Plus, they're USDA certified organic, which means they're non-GMO and free of synthetic fertilizers, hormones, antibiotics, and chemicals. Just the way it should be. With delicious flavours like vanilla bean, raw cacao, coconut and natural, there's a tasty option for everybody. Whether you're blending it into a smoothie or just shaking it up with some water, Live Well's smooth texture and energising protein will keep you hopping all day long. So, if you're ready to give your body the clean nourishment it deserves, hop on over to 12hopflop.com/livewell. Trust me, your body will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/livewell. Live spelled L-I-V. Stay healthy and happy, my friends. Now let's get back to the show. So, you've started building your burrow of connections, but like any good carrot patch, these relationships need regular care and attention to really thrive. Just as we rabbits make sure our favourite patches are well tended, nibbling on the leaves, making sure the soil is just right, you need to put in a little effort to keep your community strong. This could be something as simple as checking in on a friend with a quick message, offering to help a neighbour, or showing up for local events. It's all about staying connected, being kind, and showing that you care. Remember, the best carrot patches don't just grow overnight. They flourish because of consistent care and love. And when you nurture your community with these small acts of kindness and support, you're helping to build something that can withstand even the toughest of seasons. Now let's talk about what happens when your burrow becomes part of something bigger, a warren. When rabbits come together in a warren, we're not just digging individual tunnels, we're creating a strong, interconnected system that helps us all survive and thrive. The same goes for your community. When you've built strong connections, you're not just benefiting yourself, you're contributing to a network of support that can help everyone around you. Think of it as a safety net. When times get tough, a well-knit community can come together to offer help, whether it's through shared resources, emotional support, or simply being there for one another. There's incredible power in unity. A community that works together can overcome challenges that might seem impossible for one person alone. Just like a warren that stands strong against predators or harsh weather, your community can offer resilience and strength that you couldn't muster up by yourself. Together, you can achieve more, face challenges with greater confidence, and create a space where everyone feels safe and valued. So there you have it, my dear human friends, the carrot of community and all the wonderful things that come with it. Whether you're just starting to build your burrow of connections or nurturing the warren you've been part of for years, remember that community is like a garden. It needs love, care, and attention to truly flourish. The connections you make and the bonds you strengthen will not only make your life richer, but also create a network of support that can weather any storm. Thank you so much for hopping along with me today. I hope you found these thoughts helpful and that you're feeling inspired to dig a little deeper into your own community. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop so you never miss a hop. And of course, I'd love to hear what you think. Leave a comment or a review and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, this is Floppy, reminding you that together we're all part of something bigger.